Wildfires, aerial spraying planes all over Texas trying to knock out West Nile, and questions about a shooting at the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. Just a little glimpse of what we're going to talk about here in this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Hope your weekend is jam-packed with exciting things that you're going to do, like go check out a few flicks. If you're looking for some cheap movie reviews, we got them a little bit later in the show. At the top, it was about the blame game afterwards, isn't it always, as to whose fault it is over what happened in Washington when peace and serenity, I guess that could be the same thing, were shattered almost at the FRC in D.C., which is a conservative group, anti-abortion, anti-gay marriage. So the FBI is saying that the shooting of the security guard might fall into a hate crime terrorism kind of deal. What happened was the 28-year-old who went in with, by the way, a backpack filled with 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches and ammunition, filled to the brim with ammunition, definitely had something on his mind when he went in and said, "I'm not blaming you," basically yelling out that he didn't agree with their opinions. The suspect is Floyd Lee Corkins II, and he certainly had strong opinions about how homosexuals were being treated and that they needed to be treated in a fair manner. The backpack, like I said, had the Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and that would be the reference to the president of Chick-fil-A's very public opposition, of course, to gay marriage. Corkins was targeting this group, I'm sure, for what their political beliefs were, or, you know, their religion might have been the thing, because this is a Christian group. But hate crimes, and in looking at the statute, doesn't include political beliefs, but does include religious. So if they're going after him for hate crime, then it would have to be based on the religious aspect of it. But the day after, it's all about who's to blame for this. What possibly could have made him flip out the way he did and do what he did? And the answer is, you can't blame, I don't think you can blame people or groups for the actions of others. You know, it's personal, it's what he personally decided to do. Otherwise, when we didn't like things, all of us could flip out in different directions, and maybe perhaps sometimes we do, not in the way that this idiot did, but here we go again. Guy walks in and says, "I don't like your politics," and he starts deciding he's going to shoot and takes out the guard. Well, hits the guard in the arm, and the guard wrestles him to the ground. Is that a hate crime? Do you think that's going to hold up or not? They could, as I said, they could roll it with the whole Christian thing, that it's a Christian group, but I don't know that that would, stand up. Either way, he's already been charged with a couple of things. Attempted murder. He's insane, clearly. So where do they go after this mental examination? And that's what they're going to do. They're going to look at the mental capacity of this guy. So the strong definition, and it's tough. I mean, what is a hate crime? What is not a hate crime? The dude's going to go away. Let's put it this way, for decades. But, you know, what do we label this as? Was it how intentional, premeditated, all that kind of stuff was it? And blaming it on other groups, or blaming it on the FRC itself, saying that they are preaching they're preaching anti-homosexuality stuff and anti-abortion stuff. I mean, are you kidding? Look around. How many groups have plenty of things that they that they release press releases, put press releases out on that are controversial, where half of the people agree with them and half of the people in this country don't. I mean, the whole idea behind this group is that they definitely have a message. They definitely have an agenda like lots of other groups. He just decided to target them. Blaming it on the group itself is just stupid. And I actually heard that on some talk show that I was listening to out of St. Louis. I was kind of surprised. I'm not going to out the person, but I was very surprised by what I heard. I was thinking, wow, I don't care what your stripes are, but pretty stupid to go down in that direction. I don't think you blame them at all. They were the victims in this case, and it could have been much, much worse. All right, speaking of victims, a couple of things that we're going to talk about have to do with victims, and then I've got something that'll make you smile. But before we get to the smile thing, there have been a few people that have become victims of West Nile. So they're spraying, they're doing the aerial spray thing as a result of that in Texas. So our satellite facility is in Texas, so I know all about it. You can almost hear the planes in the background. Too many cases of human cases have made Dallas ground zero for West Nile, although 30-plus other states are reporting West Nile. And unfortunately, what happens is people put themselves at risk a little bit more with the mosquitoes if you have any kind of stagnant water. I've seen posters all over the place about stagnant water. You get a little bit of rain, it gets in a bucket, it gets in a bird bath, whatever, it collects somewhere. For goodness sake, I don't care where you live, even if you don't fall into one of those states, just dump the water out. Then there's no chance of that. That's like those ponds. When people have ponds behind their houses and they have that stagnant water, how scary is that? Because of the diseases that it invites. The make you smile part is somebody has the $337 million lottery jackpot. The ticket was bought in Michigan. We mentioned this before in last show, but it's definitely official, right? So the winning numbers were 6, 27, 46, 51. 56 and 21. It's the seventh largest ever in America, the third largest jackpot, that is, for Powerball. And pretty wild that somebody went into a gas station and purchased the ticket, right, in Lapeer, Michigan. Now they are they're rich beyond their wildest dreams. I wonder if other people were involved on the ticket or not. So having it in Michigan led to Bill Sprague being more than excited. Check it out.
If they're a city resident, yes, we have a 1% city income tax, and it could mean as much as $2 million for the city of Lapeer.
Ha! Yes, if you're in government like Sprague, you know, it's very exciting for us because it's a little bit of money, so think of what that money would do for them. So high hopes for one little town and high hopes for who? More than high hopes, unbelievable dreams for the person who has that ticket. If you won the lottery, though, would you want people to know you won the lottery? The answer for me would be no. Would the answer for you be no? Would you want people to know that you'd won the lottery? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.04.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.44.95, $8.22.48 for a half ounce, or $4.11.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.44.95, $8.22.48, and $4.11.24.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're going to love this. I think by now all of you know this about the judge upholding the Pennsylvania voter ID law. Think about the American Civil Liberties Union and how they were pushing this big time. It goes back to the many discussions we've had about voter ID law. And what's happening across the country. We love these people over at, of course, the National Center for Public Policy Research. We have Horace Cooper on all the time. And we're pleased to welcome the general counsel for that group joining us here on this version of Let's Play Voter ID and if it's going to hold up or not. So when you heard the ruling, Justin, you had to, I guess, let out a kind of a sigh of relief. This is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, I let out a sigh of relief, but you know what? I let out a sigh of excitement, mostly for the people of Pennsylvania. They can now go to the voting polls in November, and they can be confident that their vote is going to count. Only their vote is going to count for them. Nobody's going to be able to steal their vote. And that the outcome of the election is much more certain now in regards to what they can feel after, whether it goes one way or the other. They know that that is the right result, and they can have confidence in their state election. So I'm so happy for the people of Pennsylvania. I am happy for common sense. I am happy for the rule of law, and I'm happy for the Constitution. I think, Judge Simpson's ruling was a great day for everybody who believes in the rule of law and common sense in this country.
Now, as we start to see these dominoes fall, like what happened in Florida, now what happened here in Pennsylvania, do you think the ACLU, though, will still be pretty dogged in pursuing it every place that they can? And we're all going to have to wait as this goes from jurisdiction to jurisdiction in some of these other cases?
Oh, yeah, they're not going to stop. I mean, if they were going to stop, remember, in 2008, the Supreme Court took up the issue of voter ID for the very first time in the case of Crawford versus Marion. And who were the ones challenging that case?
Yeah.
That was the ACLU
yeah.
back then. And this was the ACLU challenging Pennsylvania's case. So clearly they didn't get the message in 2008. That general counsel, the lead counsel for ACLU out of Pennsylvania, I'm forgetting his name at the moment, but he immediately told reporters that he planned to challenge this as far as he could go in Pennsylvania. So the ACLU isn't backing down. So just because we won this one victory, those of us who believe in voter ID and believe that it is a very simple way and common sense way to secure elections, it's not time for us to let up and rest on our laurels. There are still battles to be fought in Texas, in Florida, in South Carolina, in New Hampshire, and so on. So the fight continues, even though we won this very, very, very significant battle.
Yeah. Do you think, just in general, and you're obviously saying that, too, if you go back to 2008 and that Supreme Court decision, Crawford versus Marion, do you think it's just fundamentally, from a legal perspective, just flawed, the way that their case and building the case?
Yeah, I do, and so did the judge in Pennsylvania. So I'll just give you one quick anecdote. So the ACLU, in their 54-page legal complaint against the state of Pennsylvania and their voter ID law, they relied four times for their primary legal argument on work done by a group called the Brennan Center for Justice. And for those who don't know, the Brennan Center for Justice is a group run out of the NYU Law School and almost entirely funded by one George Soros, who has put out study after study claiming that voter ID law will disenfranchise elderly, but specifically minority individuals. The judge actually looked at these studies instead of just believing the ACLU brief on its face, and he found no merit in the study. He found that their questions that they ask in their polls were structurally flawed, and he didn't rely on them. So the ACLU from the outset was relying on flawed data and flawed data from an advocacy group that they happened to agree with, so that's why they relied on it. But it's very interesting to note that in Pennsylvania, the judge wasn't buying the story the ACLU was selling, that, you know, up to a million Pennsylvania voters would be disenfranchised. That has legally been proven now to be a complete fallacy. So for those in the media yesterday who were disappointed by the decision, who continued to report that the decision was wrong because up to a million voters, or perhaps 800,000 voters, whatever the story may have been, would be disenfranchised, they are entirely wrong, and they are continuing to press a false narrative for their own agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And as you said, this isn't the last challenge. And in some of the places that you mentioned, Texas and South Carolina and whatnot, some of this, as we get closer to November 6th, will be too late. I mean, that was why the push initially was in Florida. The governor of Florida, as you know, saying that, hey, we want the rolls to be clean. We want everybody to have their vote count, and we need this to happen now. But some of this is going to get into a timing thing, isn't it?
Right, and that's unfortunate. Like I said, I've been hoping for a while that the Supreme Court would have to take up something before they come back for their next term, take an emergency session.
Yeah.
But they don't come back to the bench until October. And so Pennsylvania has now gone in the direction of common sense and the Constitution. But who knows what's going to happen in Texas? Who knows what's going to happen in South Carolina? And so those states and Attorney General Abbott in Texas, he's very concerned that his polling workers aren't going to know what to do come election time, because Attorney General Holder is still playing the race card, still claiming that these laws are specifically meant to disenfranchise minority voters, which you and I both know they are simply to secure elections, because American voters hold elections and their vote sacrosanct, and they want to know that their vote counts. But there's going to be a lot of turmoil in a lot of states come November, and it's very unfortunate that the Attorney General has decided to muddy these waters and not let the states go through with the simple, simple laws that all essentially follow the law that Indiana wrote in 2008 that the Supreme Court, and it wasn't even that close of a decision, it was 6-3 in 2008 that the Supreme Court said voter ID is a common sense way that states are allowed to protect their elections. So it's very unfortunate that we have an attorney general who's so radical in his thinking that he has decided to step on states' rights and destroy the 10th Amendment and try and stop them from protecting their own states and their own states' voter rolls.
Yeah, I agree. Justin Danhof, of course, National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks. We'll talk to you again as we see some of these challenges unfold. We appreciate your time. Yeah, so there you have it. Really, who doesn't want a clean election? I just don't understand. I don't think it has anything to do with trying to leave people off. Yes, people off who are not in the country legally and have no right to vote, or people who are dead and then using that as a smokescreen to try and get votes, no matter who it is. I don't care if they have a D or if they have an R. We should be able, for goodness sake, to have, in this day and age, some pretty decent results when it comes to elections where we feel confident of them. And for the most part, we do get a lot of that. But why don't we aim for, you know, 99%, because I guess you can never have 100%. So Florida was the really ground zero for some of this. Of course, with the governor, Rick Scott, really pressing that he wanted things cleaned up and didn't want to have a banana republic kind of an election this upcoming year. So in looking at the election and looking at Florida, the interesting thing is, besides the voter rolls, is what's going to happen with the people there. Florida voters, are they more concerned about Obama's plans for health care or Medicare and Paul Ryan? What's interesting is a poll of likely Florida voters, when they were asked which plan scares them more, 48% chose the health care law, 41% Paul Ryan's budget plan, and then there were 11% who weren't sure. So they said, yeah, I don't, either way, I'm not really sure. Ryan has been sticking to one line, and he said it a lot when he was in Ohio on Thursday. He's saying about Obamacare, he raided $716 billion from Medicare to pay for Obamacare. This will lead to fewer services for seniors. By the way, the numbers that I just threw at you, that was a Rasmussen poll, and the poll from August 15th had a margin of error of 4.5 percentage points, just so you know. All right, the blunder of the week, that's coming up next on America Tonight.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Alli-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
We have our own version of Bad to the Bone here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you, America? Maybe it's cheap entertainment, but it was so easy to beat up on Joe Biden this week, the VP, wasn't it? Couple of different things. I'm going to go over his three mistakes quickly. That's why he's getting the certificate, blunder of the week. I'm going to send Joe a certificate that says he gets the blunder of the week. Why? Because first he's in, and I think this is even bigger than the chains, he's in Virginia and he says we're going to win North Carolina again. Whoops. That's, even rock stars don't get away with that when they're at concerts and they shout out the wrong city. So he doesn't get a pass for that one. It was Danville, Virginia, where he was, one of the last Confederate strongholds, and the makeup of the audience was half black, half white, which is the makeup of Danville. And he says something about chains and Romney keeping you in the chains of Wall Street, something of this sort. We've said the quote so many times, I'm sick of it. But that was one of the things that came out of his mouth. And then he forgot what century we are in. And listen, I have been tongue-twisted many times, probably here on the show, many, many, many times, and said the wrong thing, meaning to say something else, but I got excited, got ahead of myself, whatever. But I'm not the Vice President of the United States. I'm not a heartbeat away from the presidency. There's a thing now called Bidenisms, and it's been around for a while. memorable quotes and gaffes and all that kind of stuff. Well, they just added more to the website. So, the specific thing, I'm going to give it to you because Anna Missouri asked for this. And he says, look at what they Republicans value, look at their budget, and look at what they're proposing. Romney said in the first 100 days he's going to let the big banks write their own rules, unchain Wall Street. They're going to put y'all back in chains. So really, they're going to put y'all back in chains. There's actually T-shirts out that say that now. And that was one thing. The century thing, you already know that. And there's so many from way back when. I'm going to give you one of my favorite Bidenisms. It's it was this one that Joe did when he was speaking to some members of the House Democratic Caucus who were in Williamsburg, Virginia for a retreat. This is back in 2009. He said, if we do everything right, if we do it with absolute certainty, there's still a 30% chance we're going to get it wrong. What? Are you confused as I am on that one? I'm not sure. I don't know what he meant. And then there's the famous one. And this was from Athens, Ohio, my alma mater, mater city. I went to Ohio University. He says, look, John's last-minute economic plan does nothing to tackle the number one job facing the middle class. It happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. Jobs, jobs. Oh, the spelling abilities, I'm telling you. It's too good. We'll have a Biden night or a Biden segment coming up in the near future. So Joe Biden, the VP, gets the blunder of the week. Here's what the White House had to say about the gaffes and Biden in general. The White House spokesperson, Jay Carney.
There's always an attempt during campaigns to distract attention from the substantive policy issues when you're losing the substantive policy issues and debates.
Can we hear that again, Jay Carney?
There's always an attempt during campaigns to distract attention from the substantive policy issues when you're losing the substantive policy issues and debates.
That was just as confusing as Biden. I know what he meant, but he could have said that a lot easier. He was doing that doublespeak. He was doing the Potomac two-step. And you know what? Did you hear the mosquito in the background? I hope that was not a mosquito from Dallas, Texas. Because in case you all don't know this, and this isn't a blunder, this is just a scary thing. The Dallas mayor declared an emergency over the West Nile virus. It's our ninth biggest city, and they've had human infections. More cases reported so far this year than any other year period across the board, across this country. Almost 700 human cases of West Nile have been reported in Texas. 14 of 26 deaths have been confirmed. That's crazy. So 14 people? Wow. Oh, that's awful. And they're still trying to, remember there's a lag time between the Centers for Disease Control and letting the information out by the time they get the information and all that other sort of stuff. So, of course, the mayor, Mike Rawlings, had to do what he thought was the best thing to do. He had to declare a state of emergency. The aerial spraying is happening in neighborhoods maybe where you are, New York City, Sacramento, California. They're doing it to stop the spread of it. They say it's the most effective way to fight the mosquitoes that carry the disease. Of course, the concern is over exposing people to chemical pesticides. But, pick your poison. How many people did I say died as a result of West Nile? 14 of 26. Boy, that's crazy. So 26 deaths in the United States, but 14 of them in Texas. So, West Nile, usually you hear about it. It does kick up in the summer because it's transmitted pretty much by mosquito bites. People infected, and this is terrible, people infected can suffer fever and aches and it becomes severe, and then that can happen where it's death. The really risky groups, though, are older people, kids have the biggest risk for West Nile, for that infection. boy, be careful out there. Spray yourself with the safe bug spray. And if they're going aerial in your neighborhood, just stay away from it. They're going to do it in the nighttime hours, I'm sure, the later nighttime hours. But that's a pretty fair amount of people that have gotten it. And mosquitoes are the thing, so it has to be coming through the through the road of the mosquito. I thought there was one flying around in the studio. If you suddenly hear me, if it's like this and I drop off, yikes. Yikes. Because I'm in the satellite facility. And guess where? Ground. Oh, there they are. Got to get that sucker. I'm not a fan of the mosquito anyway. Ooh. Some of us have, and some of you know this. It depends on your blood type. Some people have that kind of blood type that attracts mosquitoes. And what's the most common? Oh. And what attracts mosquitoes? Oh. So that's your blood type. Maybe you have the same problem. I think the thing to do is, I have asked for every remedy for mosquitoes anyway. You gotta spray, you gotta fog, you gotta spray, and you have to, I think those, you don't have to do, but I think those clip-ons work really good. In fact, if anybody has a great mosquito idea of how to get rid of mosquitoes, please, and I know you're out there, this may be your chance to talk to me. Call me. I want to hear your remedy. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And a lot of people have different ideas on it. I was at a restaurant once, and I saw these bags hanging. It was outside, hanging outside these trees. It was clear. It was sugar water. I asked the waiter, what are the bags? Sugar water, because that attracted the mosquitoes and kept them away from people. And, you know, you have the mosquito, the citronella, the candles, the stuff that goes in, the lanterns, all of that. But I don't think it works all that great. And then somebody else told me if you get the clip-ons, you know, that you can put them around you. And if you put the clip-ons around you, that'll help. Maybe Rick in Illinois has a cure for us. Rick, what do we do about mosquitoes? What do you do when mosquitoes are around you?
We'll get you the Purple Martin.
Purple Martin?
Yeah, they eat mosquitoes.
Really? How hard is it to get Purple Martin?
Well, here in this great state of Illinois, we have a town called Greensville, and the Purple Martin of the world.
They might really?
Have some. Yeah.
All right, might have to make a trip up there. I like
the
idea.
Get birdhouse, put them in there, and take them back home.
Okay, that's a good idea, and I got birdhouses, so that's perfect.
But
so that'll work for me.
Hole.
Mm-hmm.
Sparrows can't get in there.
There you go.
Get in there.
There you go. I like it. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, keep them feeling away.
There you go. What else is on your mind?
Well, I see the Bimbo finally admitted they made a mistake nominating her for vice president. They all is well again.
You can't help yourself. You
She's
cannot.
On the news.
Yeah, I know you
all
cannot.
On the news.
You cannot help yourself.
But she admitted it. They finally made a mistake nominating her for vice president. But she's blown off on Ben. Joe Biden.
I saw that. I thought that was interesting. And it was interesting that she said that they made a mistake. And I was surprised by that. But she was asked so much about Ryan and whatnot. But I don't know why. That caught me a little bit off guard. So you say, see, now you like her. You got to say thumbs up if she's saying, hey, they probably made a mistake with that one. And the whole Biden thing, I mean, it's comical. That's why I said it's the blunder of the week. Because here's the thing. The only job that Biden really has to do is to just stay out of the way and not be a distraction. So he's a distraction. That's what he is. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra, if you have a cure for the mosquitoes that ail lots of us, please speak up. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Purple Martins, we're on the lookout for some of those. But there has to be a few other things that we could do as well. All right, this is a segment that I like to call Filling in the Blanks. Filling in the Blanks, really the buzz in the backyard over the day was over the reaction to a couple of things. One has to do with Romney talking about his tax rate and saying, okay, the ball is in your court. Your ball is in your court, Senator Reid. I thought it was interesting because he took out a whiteboard and he wrote down on the whiteboard Reid's name and his own name, and he said that he has never paid less than 13% in taxes over 10 years. He said, I did go back and look at my taxes, and over the last 10 years, I haven't paid less than 13. This, because there's this push about release the taxes. I mean, even some Republicans are saying that. Just do it. Just make them public. Who cares? Your father was the guy who did it when he was the governor of Michigan. So just keep the torch going, pass it around, and release the tax returns. And what's interesting is Romney's kind of bit back at the press and said, because they're following him, that their fascination with the issue, given everything that America faces, high unemployment, millions in poverty, and nuclear Iran, he doesn't understand it, this whole thing with his returns. His wife was interviewed on Brian Williams' show and was asked the question, asked a lot of different things about her disease and her life and in the public life they lead and all that kind of stuff. It was asked about the tax returns, and she said, releasing the returns, they're not hiding anything, releasing the returns only ignites more problems, because then they're nailed constantly about what they made or what happened and all that kind of stuff. And she said that there was no reason to do it because it took away from too much of the important things that people need and want desperately to talk about. So that dry erase board is interesting. The differences between the Republicans, the GOP plan, and Obama's, and putting that out. 716 for Medicare, no change. Like he said, the Romney plan, no change. That's what he wrote on the board. But what an interesting week in politics, and it's just going to keep on giving. It's the gift that keeps on giving. All right, the other big buzz, it has to be over this story about how the FBI handled Anwar al-Awlaki, as you know, the terrorists, because the FBI had it certainly could have handled him differently and had many chances to do that. A Republican congressman sent out a letter saying that, here's the thing. This could have been prevented. And the contact with the American Muslim cleric al-Awlaki immediately after the September 11 attack certainly points to that. And there has to be records of this. Remember, al-Awlaki was the subject of an investigation by the FBI, the field office, and he had been interviewed at least three times in the first week after 9/11 because of his contact with two of the hijackers. So he was killed in September 2011 in Yemen by a drone, thank goodness. But what damage did he do before that? How many people did he influence? Like the Fort Hood shooter, could all of that massacre have been prevented if this American Muslim cleric hadn't been allowed to walk free, to go free? So why did that happen? How is it that he was able to wiggle out of that? So, the letter asked the FBI to explain inconsistencies about the public statements on al-Awlaki and the findings of an independent report, and also how they viewed him in 2008 as a propagandist guy who didn't cross over into violence, and now it's showing the opposite of that. So Congressman Wolf is pressing the FBI director, Robert Mueller, for a response, and they want it copied to the House and Senate Homeland Security and pump it out to all the committees, because they say there's all these inaccuracies. Look what could have happened at Fort Hood if he hadn't been allowed to walk. So how is this possible? How is it possible that he was allowed to wiggle away? I mean, that's the same question like Bin Laden. How is it possible Bin Laden was allowed to wiggle away when we certainly had him way beforehand? I guess it's the same thing with al-Awlaki. Millions, or a million, because I don't think it's going to be millions. Somebody sent me a note, millions of people are lining up. And I said, that must be a slight exaggeration. We're not talking about American Idol. We're talking about getting a reprieve from being deported. So anybody 30 or younger just has to prove that they're in the United States for however long education-wise, meaning they went through high school and or they're in college or whatever it might be before they can get that worker's permit. And they can't have a criminal record. They should be in school or in the military. They had to have completed high school and that kind of stuff or have been through high school. So how do you prove? I mean, what do you think really? I saw a bunch of polls on this today. What do you think somebody should have to prove in order to get a stop, a reprieve, if you will, from deportation? What is it document-wise they should have to ante up to prove they are who they say they are? Just upstanding citizens. They were brought to the United States. They want to stay in the United States. They don't want a lot of hassles. They want their little slice of the American pie. That's it. I think they have to show everything they have. Show me everything you have that says this is who you are so I can make sure you're not a criminal. Show me everything you got and then some. How's that? A couple of other things. I mentioned this already at the top. The winning Powerball ticket. Woohoo! $337 million sold in Michigan. And the accused gunman for the Family Research Council, the guy who went in, didn't agree with the policies and started opening fire, gets processed. At this point, it's still so early going and very, 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 very sad what happened in D.C. And this guy, already charged with intent to murder, gets at the very least most likely 30 years, perhaps more than that, because they're talking about the whole hate crime thing. So that moment where he thought he was going to have his glory moment, filled his backpack with 14, 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, had a gun, ammunition, the whole thing, that could have turned out way differently. Could have turned out not in the favor of the FRC. But luckily, the security guard that was hired thought quickly on his feet, tackled the guy, and the rest is history. Woohoo! I think that's a great story. Maybe the story of the week, actually. The fact that he was able to do that scramble and take the guy out, hold him down, in other words, until he could be taken into custody so they wouldn't have had an array of bodies out of that building. Oh, that would have been just awful. But once again, it's over the top. He legally gets a gun, doesn't have a history of past problems and violence, but definitely he was hoping to do some violence when he walked in there, without a doubt.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.